Let's pray. Gracious God, as we gather around the fire of your word, open our hearts to be warmed and our minds to be illuminated and our lives to be refined by your truth. Give us courage to hear what you are saying and grace to live it out with faith and endurance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please do be seated. Don't you just love lectionary reading sometimes? Do you know, it's a challenge to us, and that's one of the reasons why we follow the lectionary, that we don't read and always just follow from that the passages that we have passion about. It causes us to be challenged by the Word of God, and I certainly was as I prepared for this morning. But last night, we sat as a family around a fire pit in the garden, listening to the wood crackling, enjoying the light in the darkened sky, and toasting the marshmallows. We made s'mores. You guys will definitely know what those are. I recognise that this is one kind of fire. But in today's gospel, Jesus speaks of a very different one. I come to bring you fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Do you think I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. This is not the marshmallow toasting Jesus. This is the Jesus whose words unsettle us. And maybe that's the point. Some words are meant to wake us. Our reading from Hebrews gives us another image, a race. It looks back over the whole story of God's people. Moses leading through the Red Sea, Rahab protecting the spies, prophets who spoke truth, even when it cost their lives. These weren't superheroes. These were ordinary people who trusted an extraordinary God. The writer urges us, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Faith isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. It's about steady endurance, not just moments of inspiration. And like any marathon, I understand, there are times we feel like giving up. That's why the examples of those who have gone before us matter so much. They remind us that God is faithful and reaching the finishing line is worth it. Micah, the Old Testament prophet too, faced a world in moral chaos. He saw corruption in leaders, betrayal in families, even the breakdown of trust between friends. But in Micah 7:7, he says, "But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the Lord God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Now that's the posture of a marathon runner in the life of faith. Eyes forward, trust intact and hearts set on that goal. So why does Jesus talk about fire and division? In Luke's gospel, fire often means God's presence and power. Think of the burning bush, a flame but not consumed. Think of the tongues of fire at Pentecost when the Spirit filled the disciples. This is the fire of divine love, blazing with truth, compassion, and justice. And love like that does not leave us unchanged. Fire refines precious metal. It burns away the impurities so the silver can shine. It brings light to hidden places. It warms, but it also purges. Jesus longs for that fire to be kindled in us, not to destroy us, but to make us radiant. But why division? Because when the light of Christ's fire shines, it exposes what's in the shadows, in our world, in our community, even in our families. When we follow Jesus, our values change. We may choose to forgive where others choose revenge. We may choose generosity where others choose self-protection. We may speak truth where silence would be safer. And that can cause tension. It's not about picking fights. It's about living by a kingdom that sometimes collides with the priorities around us. The peace Jesus offers isn't a fragile ceasefire. It's a deep reconciliation that grows in the soil of truth. And truth, like fire, can burn before it heals. This refining fire doesn't just expose, it also reconciles. I know I've spoken about this before. Think of Peter in John's Gospel. The first fire he stood beside was in the high priest's courtyard. The fire where fear overcame him and he denied Jesus 3 times. The second was on the beach after the resurrection, a charcoal fire where Jesus cooked breakfast and restored him. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Same element, different purpose. The first fire revealed Peter's weakness. The second fire transformed it into courage. That's how Christ's fire works in us. It burns away fear, pride, and selfishness so that we can be free to love. So how do we live close to this fire of divine love? Hebrews tells us, throw off what hinders, run with perseverance, keep our eyes on Jesus. And here are 4 questions to think about this week, and I've asked Jane to put them on the website, so if you'd like to, you can ponder on them. What weighs you down? Is there a fear, a habit, or resentment slowing your race today? Where is God refining you right now? Is there a conversation you've avoided? A truth that you don't want to face? Who are your running partners? Who keeps you close to the fire when you'd rather run away? And how will you carry the flame? How will you live out justice, peace, and reconciliation in your personal daily life? I want to finish with a story, the blacksmith's forge. A blacksmith once told me that the hardest part of his work isn't shaping the metal, it's keeping it in the fire long enough. Too short a time and it's brittle, too long and it's ruined. The skill is to holding it there, turning it, working it just enough until it glows and can be shaped into something strong and beautiful. Faith is like that. God holds us in the fire of his love, not to destroy us, but to shape us into something that can bear his image in the world. The question is, will we stay there long enough to be changed? So today I want to invite you to pray for 2 things. First, for courage. Courage to stand near Christ's fire long enough to be changed. Courage to let go of what cannot last, even when it is dear. The courage to speak and live truth, even when it brings division. And secondly, humility. Humility to walk the long road of reconciliation. Humility to stay at the table when turning away would be easier. Humility to see the image of God in those with whom we disagree. The fire Christ brings is not to destroy us, but to make us radiant. in a fearful, divided world. May we be people whose lives are small, steady flames, bringing sparks of hope, justice and joy that help others see the dawn. So let's pause just for a moment of quiet and then I'm going to pray. Lord Jesus, set our hearts aflame with your love. Refine us where we need refining. Reconcile us where we are divided. And send us out to run the race with endurance, carrying the fire of your kingdom into the world.